Is your money working for you, or are you working for your money? Part two of a Rich Dad Poor Dad series coming up. It's a good one. I'm not kidding. Stick around. I'll be right back. Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So today we are doing part two of The Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki and Sharon Lechter. We're going to be going over the book in a quick and dirty fashion. This is part two, right? Like I just said. And the book, it covers a few topics which that you've asked me to cover. So that's what we're going to do right here. And if you haven't had a chance to check out the first video that we did, make sure that you do. The link is going to be down below. And make sure you click on that link because we're going to build on some of the information that we did on part one of this video. So the next area that Mr. Kiyosaki covers in his book is with the mind your own business aspect of things, right? So mind your own business. This refers to treating your life like a business. Are you working for yourself or are you working to basically just pay bills and taxes? I don't know. Mr. Kiyosaki shares how many people trade their time for money, and this can be a huge bottleneck to progress. Think about it like this. If you make $1,000 an hour, you're limited to how many hours you can work in a week, a day, all that kind of stuff, month, year, right? And on the other hand, if you own a business, well, you can have people working for you and multiply what you can get done. John D. Rockefeller, he once said, I would rather earn 1% off 100 people's efforts than 100% of my own. This demonstrates the previous point as well. Another part of the mind of your own business strategy is managing your finances like a business. Businesses use what's called a balance sheet and an income statement to kind of give snapshots of how they're doing financially. In Rich Dad Poor Dad, he simplifies these into two boxes kind of on top of each other. The top box is the income statement and is broken into income and expenses. The bottom box is your balance sheet and it's split into assets and liabilities. He shows that most middle-class employee income flows into the income box from their job, then through the liability box, which includes their mortgage and car loans and school loans and credit cards. Next, it flows through to the expense box, which covers where they pay all of their bills from and their liabilities and their taxes, stuff like that. Now, the rich, their version of a statement has income flowing to the income box from the asset box of the balance sheet. Then, expenses that aren't business expenses like a mortgage and taxes, those are paid. If you're wondering what some of the examples of assets are, well, there are things like real estate investing, stocks, bonds, you know, notes, intellectual property, businesses, all that kind of stuff. We should also mention some of the liabilities so that you're familiar with what not to buy. Common liabilities that people hope to buy are houses and vacation homes, and unless it brings in, you know, income as well, right? Boats, TVs, expensive clothing, all that kind of stuff. If you're creative, some of these could be business expenses and potentially bring you money if they're rented out or used in a business like a boat that takes people fishing or on tours, things like that. The book also talks about taxes and corporations. The rich know the benefits of businesses and taxes. One of the big points he makes on this topic is pre-tax dollars. So let's go over how money flows through a business, all right? So we'll kind of keep this simple and not go into all the different types of businesses and tax structures, but money from sales, it kind of flows in. Then expenses are paid. These would be the costs of goods, rent, phones, possibly vehicles for the business, employee salaries, advertising, supplies, travel, food, entertainment, all that kind of stuff. Then the business is taxed on what's left. To show the benefits, let's compare that to the average employee. The person works for hours, right? He's got a job, he has to work every single hour. Then the federal, the state, unemployment, 401k, health insurance, etc., comes out of those hours, those wages, and they get what's left over. Then you take this already taxed money to pay bills, travel if you wish, buy food, pay rent, car payments, buy groceries. Now when you buy items like groceries, well guess what? You're taxed again on these purchases. Another important thing to remember about corporations is that they help protect you personally from lawsuits. Corporations are viewed as another legal person, and if something were to happen, then the company would take the legal hit. This section could be a whole video series on its own, so I'm not going to start diving down this rabbit hole today. So the final point that we're going to focus on here is that Rich Dad Poor Dad encourages readers to work to learn, but not necessarily for the money. Mr. Kiyosaki Kentucky wanted to understand what it takes to run a business. He went to the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy and then took a job with Standard Oil, but resigned after 6 months to join the Marine Corps and then became a helicopter gunship pilot in Vietnam. After that, he discussed this with his rich dad, and he said that every business owner needs to learn how to sell. So guess what he did? He joined Xerox in 1978. He says that he didn't do it for the salary. He said he did it because they had some of the best sales training in the country. He didn't have the plan of working for Xerox until retirement. If you found a company that has a great leadership or management training, working for them could help you develop the skills that you use as a business owner as well. Definitely having a different perspective than what many other people might have. So, to summarize, mind your own business means treating your life like a business. Learn how to read financial documents and how you can apply these lessons to your own life. Start building an asset column so that the money is flowing into your income statement from these assets. Once these assets are more than your monthly expenses, you've reached what he calls financial freedom. For many rich people, this can act like dominoes and just kind of start building over time. The more assets, the more money. The more money, the more assets you can buy, and it builds over time. Also, remember that it's okay to be an employee. There's nothing wrong with that. You can be obtaining the skills that benefit you down the road, and then you can start accumulating assets instead of what? Liabilities. So, what are some of your key takeaways from the Rich Dad Poor Dad book? Have you tried looking at your finances as a business before? Do you agree with any of Kiyosaki's views, or do you think he's wrong in his perspectives? I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments below, and also let us know what other topics you want us to cover down there as well, so we can do a video for you there. As always, God bless you. Love you. Stay safe. Stay sane. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch y'all on the next one.